This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. Hour two, talking Super Bowl. Got our Stockwatch next, then in the news. On the Jalen Hurts front, and I hesitate on this one because he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't want to make it sound like he's in the category with the Trent Dilfers or Brad Johnsons, okay?
No. Be somewhere in the middle.
Well, okay.
At least, interesting,
you say it that way because I went and looked. So I was thinking this, and Jalen Hurts played way better against Kansas City's, against Spagnuolo's defense than I thought he would.
Yes.
He's done that twice now.
Mm-hmm.
And in both Super Bowls, he's played great.
Yep.
And you got to give him all the credit in the world. But I went back and I thought, okay, so Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Obviously the worst quarterback to win a Super Bowl since Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer.
Yes.
Okay? So then I went back through all of the Super Bowl champion quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they're all elite, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, I mean, that's not a stunning turn of events there. So, because of that, because usually who wins the Super Bowl, usually they have a Roethlisberger, a Manning, a Brady, a Mahomes, a, you know. Because of that, you got to go all the way back to 1990, which was Hostetler, to find a, quote, worse, and I hate using that term, but a worse quarterback than the guys I just mentioned to win the Super Bowl. My point here is that if you take Hostetler in 90, certainly Dilfer in 2000, and Brad Johnson in 2002, and then you add Nick Foles, those four guys right there.
Sure.
If you go all the way from 1990 to last night, the Eagles have just won the Super Bowl twice with two of the bottom five quarterbacks of the last 35 years.
It's impressive.
If you put it that way.
Yep.
Because Hurts, as good as he is, he's not Roethlisberger, Breeze, Rodgers. You go through all the quarterbacks, he's not as good as any of them.
To me, when they're not the same player, okay? They're very different players. But if you want to put him in a box and say, you know, he's a Super Bowl MVP, he's a Super Bowl champion, and he easily could be a two-time Super Bowl champion because he was the best player on the field 3 years ago. I guess that would have been, what, two Super Bowls ago when they played. He's Eli Manning or he's Joe Flacco. Those are Eli Manning's going to be a Hall of Famer. You can debate it, but Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer. Joe Flacco probably isn't, but Joe Flacco at one point was the highest paid quarterback in the league and was a Super Bowl champion. And by the way, look at Joe Flacco's playoff numbers. They were hammer numbers. He was really good. And the truth of the matter is, despite what some Ryan Clark is going to tell you, if you were starting a team, there's not a GM in the league that would take Jalen Hurts with the sixth or he would be no higher than probably eighth. Okay. That doesn't mean that he's not a really good quarterback. It doesn't mean that he doesn't come up in his biggest moments, but this is more Troy Aikman, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco. And there's nothing wrong with that because three of those guys are super. One's a three-time Super Bowl champ. One's a two-time Super Bowl champ. But Troy Aikman won more Super Bowls than Steve Young. Steve Young was such a better quarterback than Troy Aikman. So that's where Jalen Hurts goes in. And I don't know why that is such an awful thing to say. The truth of the matter is they averaged 188 yards through the air this year in the regular season. This is the worst passing offense to win a Super Bowl in modern history. And they won it because it's an elite defense. It's an elite run game. They're elite at every position, and they're good. Not great. They're good at quarterback. Well, and in the biggest moment, their good quarterback played exceptionally well.
Well, he's just really good for what they have.
Yes.
He's a good fit for them.
Yes.
And I think he looks a lot better with them than he would in other places.
Oh, God, yes.
Let's put it that way.
Yes.
But I was thinking about it in terms of the Eagles. Two of the bottom five quarterbacks of the last 35 years, and again, that's debatable, winning championships, we just don't think of teams built like this as dynasties, yeah. Right? We don't think of that because they don't have the elite coach quarterback combo.
No.
But that leads me back to Howie Roseman.
Yes.
And dude, this MF-er has built two, so they just keep reinventing and churning their roster.
Yep.
He's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yes.
Like, he's got to be.
He's got to be.
Because you go all the way back to,
This is actually their third.
This is their third
time in the Super Bowl
yes.
in 8 years. And it is the third different roster
yes.
that has been in the Super
yes.
Bowl. And they've
Without an elite quarterback or an elite coach. Although the first time they had Andy Reid, right?
No.
The first time they did not have Andy Reid.
It was Doug Peterson.
Was it Peterson twice?
Doug Peterson.
He went to two Super Bowls? Because he won it with Foles. Like the Fletcher Cox crew and that crew?
Yeah. So they won with Doug Peterson. They lost with Sirianni twice. So the first one was Doug Peterson that won.
Well,
Sirianni lost. And then if you want to go all the way back, that's Andy Reid.
See, I'm going back to like
that's way
Fletcher
back.
Cox,
no. yeah.
Jason Kel, you know, those.
Yeah.
Just hold on. Just so when they had that championship run mm-hmm. with those studs that they had then,
yeah.
they replaced every single one of those guys mm-hmm. with another stud.
Yep.
Enter, you know, like in this iteration, you've got Jalen Carter and mm-hmm.
DeGene and Mitchell and Bond and.
Well, yeah, but like for Kelsey, it's Juergens
yeah.
and, you know, like every single stud that they had,
yep.
they replaced with another stud almost immediately.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know why. Is that being taken for granted here? Because they've done this.
Yes, I think so.
They've done this three
Their
times.
Their roster construction does not get enough credit.
Oh, my God.
You hear about Tush Push and
yes.
like the way they've drafted, which is good, but the overall roster construction is the MVP here.
And they keep losing coordinators. So mm-hmm. they just had. So I think Kellen Moore was in his first year there, right?
Yes, he was.
And so was Vic Fangio.
So they lost their 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, they lost both coordinators to head coaching
job. Yeah, Steichen to Indy.
And then last year, they brought in two coordinators, and it was a disaster, and they fired them, and they brought in two new coordinators,
Sirianni,
and here they are.
And Sirianni should be given credit for that.
Yes.
Because he saw the problems, and I even read quotes from him today saying he that was a turning point for them.
They fixed it.
They figured it out from that. But just this offseason, they signed two new coordinators. They signed Becton. They signed Saquon.
Yep.
They signed. He completely reinvented the secondary in the draft, in one freaking draft.
Yep.
Howie Roseman is a freaking genius.
Yes.
And he's done this three times. And I don't think enough credit is being given to how the Eagles continue to win and how quickly they continue to win without an elite coach quarterback combo.
Yeah.
With Peterson Foles and now Sirianni. Hurts.
No.
The guy is, can a GM win a Super Bowl?
He should.
The answer is yes. Howie Roseman's done it twice.
And also give credit to their owner. They spend money better than anyone else. They will, if you look at their, a couple years from now, Jalen Hurts has like a $98 million cap hit. Like they restructure and they spend cash as well as any team in the NFL. And by the way, everyone can do it. Not every owner is willing to do it, but they will.
Yeah, Laurie is great.
And you know, identifying AJ Brown in a trade, right? And going out and finding, how about the fact that they spent a bunch of money on Bryce Huff, who was their big edge rusher. He doesn't play, and it didn't matter. When's the last time you swung big on a free agent edge rusher and had it absolutely be a bust, and it didn't matter, and your defensive line was still one of the highlights? If you look through the last couple years of the draft, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and Jalix Hunt, who was the guy that was kicking the ass of the left tackle for Kansas City, that was your first three draft picks in this year's draft.
Right there.
Go to last year. Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Akili Ringo, all in the draft previous to that. Want to go back before that. Jordan Davis, who actually turned into a really nice player from them after he lost some weight. Cam Jurgens was brought in to Kobe Dean, who was really good till he got hurt. Want to go back the year before that? Devontae Smith, who everyone said was too small. Landon Dickerson, who they spent money on, is now an all-pro guard.
You
can just go through. Oh, and by the way, the year before that,
it's like
Jalen
every
Hurts
time
was in the second round.
It's every time.
Every
and
time.
And it's consistent. And you've got to be, if you're like a, I don't know, a Cowboys fan, or if you're a fan of a team that just can't seem to get it right, this has to drive you insane.
Yes.
Because this guy does
is
reinvent his roster every year. And that's where I lead to. Maybe we can talk about this down the road. But are they – I mean, they're not really a dynasty in the – obviously they're not. I mean, you have to have more championships to be a dynasty in a shorter period of time. Yeah. But we don't think of teams like this as a dynasty. And, boy – that's what makes it even more amazing.
They are, without question, this is their third Super Bowl, second win in 8 years with three entirely different rosters. Without question, this right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are a top three franchise in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Without question.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. Ownership, GM, structure of the whole thing.
It's crazy.
They are the envy of almost everyone in the league if you're going top to bottom. And it's,
gotta hand it to him.
It's really quite. And remember that Chip Kelly tried to force Howie Roseman.
Yeah,
out.
I mean, remember that? There was a battle between Chip Kelly and Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, Roseman won. Yeah, probably a pretty good move, Loria.
Yep.
To pick that guy.
No, and as someone else points out, Zach Bond was a special teams guy that came over from the Saints who thought he was going to be an edge rusher when he came over. And they were like, nah, you're going to play middle linebacker. And by the way, you're going to be one of the finalists for defensive player of the year and intercept.
Make one of the biggest plays of the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Just imagine if they had Andy Reid still and Patrick Mahomes with their roster.
Yeah.
Like it's.
No, it's.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. If they had a player like that, like if you, as good as Hurts is, and again, give Hurts all his flowers, and he's such a good guy, and it's a great story. But if you had Lamar Jackson on this team, because they make the same amount of money. I mean, then you're really talking about an all-time team that would be just like that you created on Madden and the computer wouldn't let you do it because it would be unfair.
Man. All right. Coming up next is our primetime stock watch that we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right. In the news is coming up next. I have some viral video news. Alaska Airlines flight attendants punching bros.
Yeah, I saw that. Going with the old throat punch.
Ooh, I like it.
Bold strategy.
Punch.
But first, that's next. First, here's Buck.
Yeah, all throat punches and Luca's debut in today's Stock Watch. No, no Luca debut. It's it is that tonight at 7:30. But this is a Super Bowl edition of Stock Watch. Start off with one Patrick Mahomes talking about the Eagles defense.
Yeah, I think just when defenses are going to play to the shell coverage and stay back and play man on third down, I can't make bad plays worse. And I think that's something that you saw today is that there's times when guys aren't open and I need to throw the ball away or check it down and let other guys make plays happen. Sometimes I get in where I want to make a big play to kind of spark us and That's something that I've dealt with my entire career. And if I don't show that I will take what's there in the game, the defenses are going to stay in the coverages that they're in. And I think they only blitzed like two times, one time this entire game today. So they were going to make me be a fundamental quarterback from the pocket and take what's there, and that stuff I have to get better at. No, I'm not really. I mean, it's just the pressure of the Super Bowl. There's always pressure, and you have to find ways to deal with that and find ways to respond to that. And we've had good games, and we've had games like this now, and we'll have to find ways to respond to this adversity. And like I said, hopefully it'll motivate these guys, especially myself, to be even better. And it's a short off season. We have a lot of guys come back. We'll have some guys that won't, but it's a short off season. And we have to get better, and so that hopefully we get this opportunity again that we can go out there and capitalize on it.
Buy or sell that what Vic Fangio and the Eagles defense did to Patrick Mahomes should go down as one of the greatest defensive performances of Super Bowl history?
Yes, it'll go down to me as one of them, but it's not going to be in my top two or three because this Kansas City offense isn't that good. When you look at the numbers, they're not a great rushing team.
The idea of Kansas City may be a little bit better than what they really are.
But this was not like that. What the Seahawks did to that Broncos offense and Peyton Manning, that was a record-setting offense. What the Patriots did to that Jared Goff and Sean McVay offense, and I know Gurley was a little bit nicked up in there with the knee, but that was a really, really good Rams offense, like an elite Rams offense that did nothing. So we've seen elite, truly elite offenses get skunked like this. This wasn't an elite offense. It just was Pat Mahomes. And we're just not used to seeing this. So one of the best, absolutely. Pure domination. Kansas City never had a chance to get going. And they forced Mahomes to look like a rookie bum. And that is shocking. But the best performance? No, one of the best, sure.
You said top three performance in Super Bowl
history? No, I just said, what Fangio and company did to Mahomes go down as one of the greatest defensive performances in Super Bowl history?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Good, not great?
Yeah, good. I would say this. I get where you're going with that. I don't know that it is, also because I can't really come up with, you know, it's like you got to go all these other examples of, well, this defensive scheme against that quarterback in 1995. You know, I don't know. What I would say is, and Fangio's a big part of this, but I think collectively, that is as good as I've ever seen a team play in a Super Bowl. And for them to do that against the Chiefs, who don't get blown out, they do not get blown out. The last time they got blown out, of course, the Bucks got them.
Yeah.
But other than that, they didn't even get blown out in the regular season.
No.
Ever.
No,
I saw them flash a graphic when they were down, 34-0, that was the biggest deficit Mahomes has ever faced in his entire career.
Yeah.
Regular season, playoff, whatever.
Not only that, but just the way they made Mahomes look, and we've seen Mahomes lose. You know, the Bucks torched Mahomes, but the way they made it, he was dancing around back there, and you heard his clip there, entirely too long, but you heard the clip where he was talking about having to get better and things. They exposed him on a level that we have not seen, really, ever.
And it's going to cause ripples. Kansas City will make massive adjustments.
I don't know about your stock. I don't know about the stock, but I just think that's as good as I've ever seen a team play in a Super Bowl, and Philly should be given all the credit in the world.
You know what's kind of fun, too? A little side note. When you go back and look at Kansas City at the beginning of this run with Tyreek Hill and Valdes-Scantling and Hardman, all those guys, it was this big, deep, downfield, you know, aggressive approach. You know who got Kansas City to go away from that and really formed a blueprint for the rest of the NFL to this new cover two? You know, we always hear these buzzwords, but the cover two shell look. You know who started all that? Vic Fangio. And it's kind of fun that the guy who started an entire trend in the NFL is the guy that maybe put a fork in this version of the Kansas City offense, because I'm willing to guess that when they come back next year, this Kansas City offense is going to be more aggressive and is going to change the way they operate. So just kind of a fun thing that he was kind of at the beginning and maybe the end of this, and give Fangio a lot of credit.
Real quick, a couple of people bringing up, you know, the Seahawks defense against that Denver offense with Peyton Manning. Same game. They kicked the crap out of him. Obviously, the Patriots, the first Super Bowl,
held them to 14 points
when they beat the Rams. Show on turf.
Yeah, that was a great one. I was thinking when the Giants stopped that, the Randy Moss
offense,
they held them to 14 points in that game.
Yeah, and then Tampa beating Mahomes the first time. You know,
the Niners also held John Elway and the Broncos to 10 points in a 55-10 blowout.
Yeah, what those all have in common is the defensive lines, the defensive fronts were just
it's the great equalizer.
Absolutely dominant.
Well, here's a shorter clip for you, Isaac. This is Jalen Hurts.
It definitely took a team effort, took a group effort, and I just, only thing I can think about is all the effort, all the work that was put in over the course of time. And I think we had a focus group out there. You know, offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board. And then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year. You know, and I truly believe offense wins games, but defense wins championships. And how that defense has been able to play, it's a great testament to them.
The MVP himself saying that the defense wins championships. Should the MVP have gone to someone on the defensive side of the ball?
Yes. I wish we could, much like the Heisman Trophy, I wish we had a way to acknowledge, like, and I don't know, I guess I would have given it to Josh Sweat, who 6 pressures, 2.5 sacks. It should have just been the defensive line. You should have just been able to say, the MVP of this game is the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line, and you all go to Disneyland and you wrap arms and you sing Kumbaya. Because while Hurts was very, very good, make no mistake, the Philly defense was the reason why this game was what it was. So Hurts will go down, and he deserved it. It was a great game. But no, someone on the Philly defense, or just give it to Fangio and let him have the damn
thing. I was wondering about that. I'm like, you can't give it to a coach, but should you be able to after something like that?
I do think that. I thought that the whole game. I was sitting there going, God, Vic Fangio should be the MVP.
I was thinking the same thing.
Dude, that's something that, I don't know. I mean, I know some people may be scoffing at that, but dude, that should be legit. Because coordinators and, you know, Spagnuolo would have won a few.
Yes.
Based on that. But yeah. I'd say Sweat should have won it.
Yeah.
When you have 2.5 sacks.
2.5 sacks, 6 pressures, and lived in the backfield the entire game.
And like you said, that was the story of the game. So I think you got to go that route. Side note, Hurts won it. Plus 375, I think, was his number.
That sounds right.
And did you see that he thanked...
You thank God, huh?
God.
Did he? Yeah.
But God's undefeated in the Super Bowl.
There was a radical odd shift after we had discussed that. Yeah. It got all the way down to minus 250. And... you also mentioned the big time line movement on the Gatorade color at the end of the week.
Yellow.
It sure enough was yellow. Remember that?
Yep, that leaked.
Yep. So somebody knew. And finally, let's get over to Saquon Barkley after the game, talking about holding the Lombardi Trophy.
Man, oh man, she looked prettier in person. I tell you that. You know, you think about it, it's better in person than it is in Madden. I tell you that. Playing as a kid, but it's everything you dream of. And I'm just happy to be able to, you know, hold it, give it a kiss, and, you know, be world champs.
Buy or sell that outside of Chiefs fans, New York Giants fans have to be the sickest in America this morning.
Nah, I mean, this is one of those. I get why, but again, I've stated it a million times. If Saquon Barkley had been re-signed with the Giants, it wouldn't have made a damn bit of difference. They would have won 1 or 2 extra games. He would have ran for 1,200 yards. He would have gotten hurt because he didn't play behind an O-line. Their quarterback stinks. The best thing that ever happened to that whole situation is to just move on. And Saquon Barkley on that Giants team, it's like having a Ferrari, but with a Pinto engine. Like, what are we doing? So no, Giants fans, he wasn't leading you anywhere. And so don't feel bad that you decided to move on from him. Believe it or not, it was probably a smart move to move on from him because you would have just paid him a bunch of money for him to not do anything for you because you suck. Now you get to tear it down, try to rebuild it, and move forward. So it's best for both parties. You're both good people, and your marriage just didn't work out. No hard feelings. Wish you all the best.
Yeah, I'm going to sell that, Buckley. I got a hot take for you on this one. First of all, this is not the hot take part. I would just like to say that I think Saquon Barkley seems like a really good dude.
Seems that way. Yeah.
And it was great that he had his moment. Like, I root for guys like that.
Yeah.
Seems like he seems awesome, and his kids were adorable. And my hot take is that it's not the Giants, because they used to have Saquon. They got rid of Saquon. I think it's worse to be a Dallas Cowboys fan
there
today.
You go.
I think that's possible. Yeah.
Because not only did they, well, a Dallas sports
fan. You could have had him.
You could have had him.
Yep.
But that's your rival, similar to the Giants and Eagles. Yep. Also, you just got Luka yanked out from under you, and your new coach is Brian Schottenheimer.
There you go. That's the best.
Yep.
Bingo.
Come on. Bingo.
Dallas fans still had the worst
Dallas day. Guy is going, what on earth?
I saw a Dallas fan joke that after the Chiefs loss, they should just go ahead and trade Mahomes in the middle of the night and call him fat and say he didn't work hard. Yeah. Finally, one more quick one for you here. This, I don't know how you guys like the Tom Brady broadcast. We need to go back to Brazil.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, side of pocket, tenta o passe em movimento, interceptado! Lá vai o Cooper Dejean, ele recebe os bloqueios, aí do Cooper Dejean para Edson, a touchdown! Wow! Touchdown, Philadelphia Eagles! Jogadores da defesa dos Eagles, interceptando o Patrick Mahomes numa terceira para 16, é o Philadelphia Eagles amassando o Kansas City Chiefs do Superdome, Paulo!
É, e não é a primeira vez que o Mahomes força um passe, né? Ele forçou um logo no início da partida e quase foi interceptado pelo Isaiah Rodgers. Ele simplesmente não viu o Dejean, achou que o Dejean estava em outra marcação.
It makes you want to watch the by yourself. It makes you want to watch the Brazilian broadcast instead of the American one.
We can all admit at this point that we thought the Spanish language broadcasts were king of the mountain. Remember, the Japanese had their moment, but I'm telling you right now, the Portuguese, the Brazilians, they're top of the heap when it comes to the calls.
That's great. By the way, Vancouver Ford text line for the win. LOL, Cowboys fans are over the moon about the Luka trade. They're all Lakers fans.
Fair enough.
Not Mavs fans.
Well
that
played.
Is fantastically
well played.
True. Fantastically
well
true.
Played.
Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. All right, I've got viral video news and the era has become. Next on In the News, here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's nice to have you along. We're doing some Super Bowl talk, but we put a pin in that for a moment because the people need their news.
We do. not just people, but we, the editorial we, including me, I need my news.
Well, you've got it.
Thank you.
It is February 10, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Football Hangover Day.
I wonder why. I didn't get overly drunk.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I kept it. That was just me at the, you know, at the house, and I kept it on the rails.
It is also National Poop Day.
What? I don't know. Maybe all that bad food that you had, and you know, get the whiskey essence.
Did you eat bad food? Because I didn't.
Again, not too bad. Made pot roast sandwiches with a delightful spicy horseradish sauce, some 7-layer dip, but no.
How are your bowels? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. We're operating. Got to the gym. We're all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that viral video from the Alaska flight headed to Portland. Well, actually, it was supposed to go to Portland.
I feel like we're in a lot of...
I know.
Portland's like a Stranger Things upside down. A lot of stuff happens to or from us.
I can't talk you off of that. I don't... It's
what,
weird.
What is our deal? Because we're not a big hub.
Well, this was in Oakland.
Yeah.
They never got off the ground because of this incident, and they had to cancel the flight.
Yeah.
But they were going to come to Portland, and it was the... And there's video of it. It's really... wild. It's been circulating out there on, internet and such. February 1, this dude is holding on to this woman who is seated in front of him's hair. Mm-hmm. And he won't let it go. He seems like a man in his, 50s or 60s. Seems like a big man, although you can't really see him.
Yeah,
but he's seated.
Yeah.
And the flight attendant comes over, and they're trying to get him to let go of this woman's hair.
And he is not.
He will not, and the flight attendant is a male.
Yeah.
He is beating the face of the dude holding the woman's hair.
He's throwing some hammer fists towards him.
Have you seen this video yet?
No, this is news to me. Now I'm looking it up.
Now look, they're not exactly explosive punches, if you know. I mean, like,
well, to be fair to the flight attendant,
they're kind of slappy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard in those confined spaces, you know, to really get some good leverage.
Yeah, but he's trying. He is trying to punch the crap out of this guy.
Yes,
and he hits him several times in the face. The guy finally lets go of the woman's hair. The woman gets up, goes to another seat, or leaves. I don't know where she goes. Jumps out of the plane. I don't know. They're not in the air. They're just getting ready to go to Portland.
Yeah.
And then the guy is the guy who was holding the hair starts kind of doing that loud shrieking, maybe sort of like obviously a mental episode, but maybe perhaps there was like, what am I trying to say? Maybe he's just not...
Yeah. He's not all there.
Well, or he just has a disability or something. Uh-huh. It almost seems like that to me. Like, he didn't really... It wasn't like it's just some malicious... I leave open the idea that it was not malicious. Mm. It was a situation where the guy was not... He didn't really know what he was doing, or he can't control himself or something like that.
I could see that. Like, the guy had some sort of a tick or I don't know.
Correct,
like,
yeah. Right. So, anyway, or he's nervous. I don't know. So the flight attendant turns around and says, I need another able-bodied male to help me with this guy.
Yeah.
And that's when the video ends.
I do appreciate that the other able-bodied male that came over didn't bother to take his glasses or headphones off.
He kept his headphones on.
He's got some Bose. I'm just saying, like, if you ask me, like, in that situation, all right, I'm there. I'm there to help you, bro. We're gonna do this.
Yeah.
I am going to take off my glasses, and I'm going to take off my headphones. I don't need to be listening to, like, smooth jazz while we're going to go throat punch this guy.
Well, he had to finish the podcast.
I guess. Maybe he's right in the middle of something important.
But this goes back to something we talked about just the other day in the club.
Yeah.
Like, would you help, you know, in an incident?
And I'm guessing you saying no.
Well, I would say... This is what I'm talking about. Like, it's usually who's in proximity.
Yeah.
So if I'm the guy sitting there and he's like, I need another able-bodied male, as an able-bodied male, you have to step in.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
You just do. Yeah. He's asking for your help.
Yeah.
You have to help. If you're three rows away and there are four other able-bodied dudes...
they got it.
Yeah, guy right there with the headphones.
I got my podcast going right now. I feel bad for the person that was sitting next to this where the dude's having to lean over and drop the hammer fists on him.
I know. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Pretty wild. Anyway.
And it does appear, the guy's got, like, it doesn't mean he's, like, super old, but he does have white hair. The guy who was grabbing
being punched.
The guy who was being punched.
Yeah.
It does seem like an odd thing to just grab the lady in front and then just start trying to rip her hair out. You know.
Well, he was holding on to her hair.
Yeah, pulling her head
back. I got to be honest with you, this may be a hot take on this.
It's like
I don't think you, as a flight attendant, should be punching your... passenger's face. I just, dude, I don't know what they teach him in flight school. Maybe that's the right protocol, but I feel like that dude may be in a little bit of trouble here.
Nah, I think he's
out. Maybe not. Because of that very...
If someone else has a hold of your hair, and it's one thing, here's what we don't know. If you're just holding the hair, that's one thing. But if you are yanking someone's hair and jerking their head back, you got to find a way to get them to let go. And my guess is, in order to start the old hammer fist, my guess is there were multiple attempts to get my man to let go of the hair. And at that point, dude, all bets are off. Then you start throwing the haymakers.
Yeah,
Rob's like,
I don't know.
I'm watching the hammer fist now. It is really something.
Yeah, he's throwing at him, throwing down on the guy,
And it's just in such short range too. Yeah. Just like,
well, you know. By the way, too, look, I'm not.
And they're not tough punches, not. Like.
But that flight attendant, he had had enough.
Oh yeah,
you know, that guy has been there. He's done that. We're just, you know what? We're done with this. Not today, you son of a bitch. This is the straw that broke the camel's back, and
fair.
We're coming out swinging.
That is fair. Yeah. You can see it in his face.
Yes.
He's seeing red.
He's so over this, and he's just fixing it himself.
That said, I don't know. You know, I think I expect more out of my fearless flight leaders.
Which is worse, that dude, or like, imagine if you're sitting there, and someone behind grabs Nurse Nice's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And just starts yanking, and you're sitting next to Nurse Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around and you're like, oh my God, Graybeard here has a hold of my wife's hair. You're like, dude, let go. He's not letting go. You're trying to grab his hand to get it off. It's not letting go. What do you do?
Well, I think I'm going after the hand. I think I'm trying to, I'm certainly stepping in.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going after his hand and arm.
I'm saying, like, it's not working though. Like, he's got the ravioli fist, that little kid death grip. And it ain't, not letting go of the hair.
I'd probably pull out my Glock.
I think the only thing you could do at that point
and
is
point it sideways.
You start swinging at the face.
Is really something. I just got to the shriek. Yeah. I had to turn it on in my headphones.
Now, what does that tell you? Does that?
Yeah, there's an episode going on. There's isn't just someone that's like mad because someone reclined their seat.
Right.
This is like, feels like a mental break. Perhaps.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're on the same page here.
It's a Will Ferrell.
I have no follow-up.
It's a Will Ferrell stepbrothers. What are they?
It really is. Yeah. It's a shriek.
It's tough.
I'd like to keep an eye on this story for you, and I will do that as your noted newsman.
Thank you.
Coming up next,
we'll circle back. I guarantee there'll be more.
I want to know what was going on with the guy, and two, what if anything happens to the flight attendant there. The era has become next on The Fan. All right, this is in the news for Feb 10, 2025. I am your noted newsman, and I regret to inform you that the era has become, Jace.
It has.
It is over.
Talk to me.
Well, we did a whole, I think like an hour and a half of radio on this place.
Mm-hmm.
The era has become.
Oh, I saw this. I know what you're talking about. The reviews and everything.
Yeah. It is closing. The Quality Inn on Northeast 82nd.
What are we even going to do?
Now has a hotel closed sign on it.
By the way, I was reading this story. It turns out there was a whole cast of, I don't want to disparage anyone, but a cast of characters that I guess were permanently living there. And I guess they just said, like, one day, like, someone from a private security team, not the police, showed up, knocked on the door, and was like, yeah, you gotta go. And then they put up, like, chains on the door and everything and just ushered everyone out.
Yep.
Apparently,
it's all
like,
locked up.
Yeah, apparently, like, the third shooting there in, like, the last 6 months, and then the prostitutes and the guns were like, all right, we're done here.
Well, you also had human trafficking.
Yeah, the human trafficking.
Which you're not supposed to do.
No. I don't think so. It's poor form.
Long-term guests are claiming they're being kicked out with no reason given to them. That may be what you're discussing.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that there is a reason given, and that would be the drugs, prostitution, the murder, and, of course, the human trafficking. Wouldn't a sensible person think that any one of those reasons would be good enough?
Yeah, they've got some quotes in this story on Coin from the people getting kicked out.
Yeah.
And it's like the audacity of them to be like, what? We're just squatting in a hotel? Yeah. What do you want us to do? We're now home. Like, okay, dude. Obviously, this is the worst hotel on the West Coast. Trafficking, murders, Lord knows what's going on. Drugs, and you are just some Yeah. Innocent bystander that's being wronged.
I was just hanging
okay.
out. Okay. Hey, but remember we looked it up. This is over by the grotto. There's a hotel right across the street that has just as bad of reviews with slightly less murder, maybe more drugs and prostitution. But I wonder if there's enough room at that place for all these people. You know, you're probably running out of space.
Well, that's probably the rivals.
Yeah, probably.
Got that operation. You can't just take that over.
I saw the news crew went out there to try to get to the bottom of what. Why do we have to pretend that this is some sort of like no one can figure out what happened? I got a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And they said that there's no police presence, but whoever owns the hotel has hired like one of those metro security like companies, and they're there with like bullhorns telling people to like get out of there. Which, by the way, now they're just in the parking lot apparently.
Nowhere to go.
Well, I mean, does that say something that you were living in the den of iniquity here, and then like when you got kicked out, you just moved to the parking lot? Like, I think we got a good idea.
Well, you can't just wrap up business that easily.
Apparently, you can't.
Well, no, I mean their business. Like, they have to stay there because they've got.
Well, yeah.
Well, humans to traffic.
To be fair, if I am involved in human trafficking, it is probably a bit off-putting to have to uproot my operation.
A big. You know, big shiploads coming in.
That's
you can't
true.
Be just moving.
Yeah. How am I going to let everyone know where my... Well, and that's why you just move out to the parking lot. Like, hey, we were in 34A. Now we're in parking spot B.
It's just easier.
It's just easier.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. In other... The era has become news real quick.
The era has become...
The iconic Bob's Red Mill is closing. Both the retail store and the cafe out there in Milwaukee. And
people are rushing to try to get one last run of Bob's.
Yeah. He died last year, this time last year. And now they're closing.
Did you see the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are like clamoring to get in and get some granola and oatmeal one last time.
Did you ever go to Bob's?
I don't think I ever went in, but I have had products from Bob's Red Mill, but I've never actually gone into the Big Red Barn.
Okay.
But sometimes you're over there by the A-Crop, and you know, you drive by, and you're like, oh, what's up, Bob?
Yeah, I went in there once.
I wasn't.
Yeah. It was kind of like the halftime show. It was fine. Yeah.
Get some quality granola, you know, whatever. Some bread.
No, I didn't really shop there. I was eating lunch there. You know, they have a cafe
like
and
a sandwich bar sort of thing.
Yeah. And it was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Well, to some people, it's, you know.
I know. It's an institute. It's iconic.
Yes.
No longer.
No. So rest in peace, Bob's Red Mill. Rest in peace, Quality Inn. I'm not sure which one the community will feel more, but look, can we say that from a cultural standpoint, our city, lesser than today for those two
losses?
That's
right. Two Portland landmarks.
Yes. Both gone.
That's in the news, Feb 10, 2025. In the news next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.